98.1 KZE. This is the Up and Running Morning Show. I'm Rick, your host. Joining us now live on the telephone is our good friend Jack Grace. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning, Rick. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you doing today?
It's nice to be back in the saddle with you again here on the radio, so I couldn't be better.
All right. Well, you got some new stuff coming out. You got a show coming up. What's happening in the Jack Grace Band world?
Well, in the Jack Grace Band world, as of this weekend, we've got Saturday at good old Daryl's house.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you one of the things. The food's really good. It's a brunch thing from noon to 3.
What goes on at the brunch food thing? Is it like a buffet, or do you sit and order off the menu?
You order off the menu, okay. But it's really good. You know, this is a place where you can get a reliable Eggs Benedict and all that kind of stuff.
Mm.
And the sound is unbelievable because you get the actual sound man that is the sound man for Hall & Oates when they, you know, before they're, I think apparently those guys are in a squabble right now.
No kidding.
That aside, you get the same sound man. So it's the best vocal mix in my monitor that I ever get anywhere. It's amazing.
It is cool, and there are screens all over the place, so you can see everything as well.
Yeah, so that's a great time. And then Sunday, we're playing in Brooklyn at Superfine. It's brunch weekend. It's another brunch from
nice.
I just realized that. I'm brunching out this weekend. And then, on top of that, I have finished another album, which has not even been slated for release because we're negotiating a record deal.
Good.
But, like, this right now, we have a track that's called Wrong to Feel Right. It's hot off the presses. No release date yet, but it has the legendary Earl Poolball on piano, who was Johnny Cash's piano player for 25 years. He's the piano player for Graham Parsons. He was the piano player for the Birds on the Sweetheart of the Rodeo album. He was the piano player for Mike Nesmith. Mm. I could keep going. Buck Owens.
Wow.
So he has a couple of nice records he's made, and this is his latest nice record he's made.
Yeah. Well, how do you describe it in 3 words?
The title is All the Above, and it's a mix of Americana and rock.
Cool. Awesome. And now, recently, you've had the pleasure of working with Norah Jones. I know that the two of you are friends and have been acquaintances for years.
Yeah.
And so, do you have her phone number and you call her up and say, hey, be in my video, come and down and record?
I'm going to probably today I'm going to send her the album now that it's done.
Oh, yeah?
You know,
cool.
See what she thinks and, you know, that kind of thing. You know, it's time to start sending the album around.
Nice.
But literally everybody, there's only been right now about 5 people that have heard the record.
Huh.
You know, so you are the 6th, and then the WKZE listening audience will, you know, bring those numbers up substantially.
I'd say. Well, cool. Yeah, because we have the world premiere of Wrong to Feel Right by the Jack Grace Band. And Jack, the Saturday brunch starts at noon at Daryl's house. And are you playing with the whole band?
Yes. I've got Jimmy Bury on upright bass and Bruce Martin on drums. We all do 3-part harmony. Bruce is also the percussion player for the Tom Tom Club.
Oh, cool.
So it's a great lineup, and they all play on the album, so you'll get a very good sample of what you're going to hear on this track.
Cool.
And yeah, and other than that, I'm on the driving back. I dropped my 2.5-year-old off at nursery school.
Yeah.
Right now, and you know, I'm going to go back and start working on the next record.
How's the education with the kid going?
Oh, well, she's teaching me just fine.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Because you'll never stop learning, especially from your kids.
That does seem to be the way.
Yeah, so what has been your favorite things as of recent? You get any good things for Christmas?
No. No.
Huh. No
kidding. My favorite thing was giving, you know, getting kids. My daughter is 2.5, and she got a drum set.
Nice.
And that was pretty cool. And she can play.
A full size?
You know, the reason why she got a drum set is we were playing with my bass player, and she just sat in on drums, and when she lost time, she stopped and counted herself back in. I was amazed. At 2.5, that's not what kids usually do on a drum set. So I said, all right, I got to get this kid a drum set.
That's awesome. So is it set for her size? You got a big old
it
set.
It is. It's perfect. It's just designed. I did all the. I'm that guy where I make sure that I don't buy any toys. boy instruments. They're just instruments that are little.
Nice.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's a real drum set. And last year she got a real guitar. And she's really good at harmonica. And I'm not pushing any of this stuff on her. She's just good at it. So, you know, I'm not dad, though.
Nice. Well, I guess it's passed down.
Yeah, well, nobody gave me anything. Also, this is kind of payback to my parents. My parents refused to get me a drum set.
Huh.
Every year, I didn't dawn on me that they were just not getting it. I was like, oh, I don't know why it didn't happen this year. And then finally later, they said, if you got a drum set, we'd get a divorce.
Ooh.
So, here we go. My parents are still together at 60 years, and Amelia got the drum set this year.
All right. Well, I always wanted a drum set myself, and I always wanted to have, like, a room in the house that was a drum room. Do you have one?
Yeah, we don't have that.
No. Okay.
It's the living room, actually.
Yeah. Well, I just thought, like, that would be cool to shut the door and put on headphones and rock out.
Oh, that is the way. That is the way. And eventually, we have a basement that could become that, but if she gets real serious. But, yeah, you know, it's just, you know, being a dad, so, like, my touring, I've curtailed a bit to just be able to put my kid to bed at night.
Cool.
But I still go to, you know, England and Ireland twice a year. And then, you know, tour around the area. And I'm sure I'll be making it right near Red Hook sometime soon.
Cool.
Over Tivoli, I imagine.
We'll have to get you to come by.
Yeah, absolutely. You know,
cool.
I'm always playing somewhere still.
All right. Well, we appreciate that. And keep up the good work. We love the music from the Jack Grace Band, and we are proud to present a brand new single from the Jack Grace Band, a world premiere, not heard anywhere else but right here and five other people,
yeah. And
I being the sixth. So from seven on, it's public domain now.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Sort of. But, Jack, knock 'em dead this Saturday for
I
the
will
brunch. Think. Jack Grace Band is going to be in the house. They start at noon. It's a delicious time musically and for your belly. And you'll get to hear some new songs from Jack Grace. Jack, you're going to break out some of your classic, well-known KZE favorites?
Oh, yeah. I'll be playing Sugar Bear and all those ones that you're so kind to play. And I also just want to throw in, you keep on keeping on, Rick, with your music, your great music, and also the music you play on KZ. This station is a rare gem out there in a world of classic rock blandness. I salute you and what you do at KZ. Thank you.
Well, it's a pleasure to be there and a rock for people to always hold on to and
Absolutely. Be
there. And the Jack Grace Band comes up, and we've been playing the heck out of Don't Want to Work Today and Broken Melody. And, well,
all right.
I'm sure that your fans will be hollering those tunes at Daryl's house.
I promise I will play them.
Cool. And it's always great when you see Jack playing live, and this is my experience. I go up, I say, hi, hey, Jack. And then I say, hey, Jack. And I'll pick out some weird song that he does. Of course, it's his show. So you pick one of his tunes and whatever it is. No matter how difficult, he'll say, I'll try that one out. I'll play that one for you. And I appreciate that. So thank you, Jack. And thanks for bringing smiles to people's faces everywhere you go and playing great music. So keep up the good work, and we appreciate what you do.
Thank you so much, Rick. Right back at you, buddy.
Right on. So we'll talk soon. Maybe we'll get you to come by and be behind the mic with me live in the studio next time. So keep that in mind.
That's a promise. I'm in.
Deal. This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. Our guest has been Jack Grace, and Jack will be performing at Daryl's house. This show is Saturday at noon, the Jack Grace Band. So visit darylshouseclub.com and get further information. Jack, what's the best way for folks to keep tabs on you?
You can just go to good old jackgrace.com. Or you can always, you know, check out the old Facebook and Jack Grace Band. But always look for Jack Grace Band. Don't take the cheap Jack Grace imitations in Australia and England.
Oh, no kidding.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, there are. I think that they actually happen to be other musicians that were born with the name Jack Grace. I don't think they were trying to rip me off.
Oh, that's good. Well, good for their mothers.
Exactly.
Jack, all the best to you. Knock 'em Dead Saturday noon, Daryl's House, darylshouseclub.com, jackgraceband.com, and WKZE.com. Jack, we'll talk to you soon. I'll play your world premiere of Wrong to Feel Right right after a little commercial break. We'll leave people with a cliffhanger, and that's coming up right after these messages. All the best to you, Jack.
Back at you. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Rick.
All right.
See you soon.
98.1 KZE.